Track 12, Michelin Star winner and Norfolk Chef of the Year. This month we meet Mark Pontin, who was named Chef of the Year at the Norfolk Magazine Food and Drink Awards 2024, and whose restaurant, Mark Pontin at Caister Hall, has just won a Michelin star.
Where did your career begin, and who were your earlier influences?
Well, I became a waiter in 1995, working at the Queen Hotel in Chester, as I needed money to go out with my friends. My friend's mum worked there and got me a job. And when I saw what the chefs were doing, that seemed like more fun, and that's where it all began. When I started cooking with Paul Kitching at Juniper in Altrincham, I'd already been a chef for a few years, working in country house hotels. But making the step into a Michelin star kitchen, and Juniper was the only starred restaurant in Greater Manchester at the time, it was mind-blowing, from the produce to the precision. Everything was done for the purpose of making the experience for the customer memorable, and it was one of the best restaurants in the UK for a reason.
Did you always want to run your own restaurant, and how did you make that happen?
Yes, when I decided this would be my career, it was always the goal. I first became a shareholder in Alimentum in Cambridge in 2010 after I left my job as head chef at Midsummer House. And that's where I started working for myself and first got a Michelin star. Since then, I've opened MJP at the Shepherd's in Fenditton, Cambridge in 2020, and Mark Poynton at Caister Hall in 2023.
What was it that brought you to Caister Hall, and what did you want to create?
I've known Nick Mills and Buzz, that's Chris Busby, for many years, working with A Passion to Inspire, a charity that works with colleges, farms and top chefs to inspire, encourage and support students in their chosen careers and various events over the years. When they decided to buy Caister Hall in 2020 with their other business partner, Sean, they approached me about a partnership restaurant in what was the old drawing room in the hotel. After I saw the hotel and had visions for what we could do, the project grew into what we now have, and we opened in March 2023. The goal was to open the best restaurant in Norfolk. Bold, but we must dream. But to be sustainable and build a good business, that will be around for a long time.
What are your favourite ingredients to cook with throughout the year?
I love all fish, line caught and day boat fish, all through the year. You can grow vegetables to be the same size, and with meat you can feed it certain diets to manipulate the fats. But fish will always be different, and it takes real skill to prep and produce consistently great fish dishes, which I think we do.
What are your favourite dishes that you've created?
Well, it's difficult to say, as the menu is always changing and evolving, but probably the oyster pearl, which, without giving too much away, must be tried.
Which chefs and restaurateurs do you admire and why?
Oh, my old boss, Daniel Clifford, at Midsummer House, for his endless pursuit of perfection and never taking no for an answer. And Mark Birchall, who just got 3 Michelin stars at his restaurant Moor Hall in Orton in Lancashire. His vision for food, which is all produce-led, is amazing, and he's a good friend and person.
What have been your greatest challenges during your career?
Well, COVID caused so much chaos for us all, and I don't think we have or will truly recover as an industry. I think, unfortunately, we still have bigger challenges to come.
What are your favourite restaurants in Norfolk?
Oh, there are so many. I love Bodega on the Market in Norwich for the most amazing sandwiches. Meadowsweet in Holt is the leading light in Norfolk for fine dining and the benchmark for what we're trying to do. And Eric's Pizza and Eric's Fish and Chips by Eric Snaith from the amazing Titchell Manor are the best easy go-to foods.
What do the Michelin Star and the Norfolk Magazine Food and Drink Awards Chef of the Year Award mean to you?
They both mean different things for different reasons. The Michelin Star and the Michelin Guide are the pinnacle of restaurant guides and what every chef dreams of achieving, we will forever be thankful that we managed to achieve that status at Caister Hall. The Norfolk Magazine Food and Drink Awards Chef of the Year Award is humbling as it's voted for by my peers. For them to think I'm deserving of this award is amazing, and I hope the people of Norfolk think I'm worthy too. I couldn't have done it without my head chef Byron Franklin for his constant push for the best we can be, Nick, Buzz and Sian and all the team at Caister Hall for always helping with what we're trying to achieve, and of course, my wife and children for being my mental support.